This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The green light is on there. Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. So my favorite time of the year, when we get to start the topic, the subject of Purim, Habalino L'Toiva. So this week's shiur, we're going to speak about, of course, Purim, and especially Purim this year, because we know it's an Ibri year. And already last week we spoke about the ramifications of two Adars, and what is the, we know Mazel Adar Dogim, but what's the Mazel of the first Adar? And we said a very interesting idea, that there is an opinion that the first Adar is not even a month. That was the opinion of the Levush. We said a Shita of the Cheskuni, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that those who are born in Adar Sheni, that month has no Mazel. And then we brought from Yonis and Ibershitz, and we brought from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, that the Dogim, no questions, no, afterwards. We brought from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver and Rabbi Yonis and Ibershitz, Cholentus Mazinus, yeah? that Mazel Adar Dogim, the Dogim of Adar, is the Leviathan. Okay, so today, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to focus on two lines in the Yerushalmi. Amazingly, you have a whole Masechta, Masechta Megillah, and the Yerushalmi actually darshins the Pasuk that the only Masechta that was obligated to be written was Masechta Megillah. The Yerushalmi actually darshins the Pasuk. On the Pasuk, it says, V'zichram la'yosef mizaram, that the memory of Purim can never be ceased from Klal Yisrael, mikan shekavu chachamim masechta. So the concept that there's a masechta Megillah is actually midivrei nevi'im, that there has to be masechta Megillah. It's also a topic in and of itself. But we're going to focus on one line in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you look at number one, Rav Levi b'shem Rav Chama bar Chanina, oisa hashana hoisa mubaras. The year of the Purim miracle, it was an Ibriyar. So that itself is a chiddush nifla. It's not something we could have known on our own. But the Yerushalmi is megala to us that the year of Purim was an Ibriyar, it was two Adars. Ma'taima. Literally, ma'taima means what's the reason, yeah? But we're going to see in the Perusha, ma'taima means how do we know? How do we know it was an Ibriyar? So you say, we can make a cheshbin. But there's no way to make a cheshbin because there's really no rhyme or reason. It's really 7 out of 19 years. So it's not like you can make a cheshbin exactly whether it's an Ibriyar. Especially back then, there was a Bezen Hagadol in Yerushalayim. They were Mekadosh al Piri'iyah. So it's really not something that's calculable. Says the Yerushalmi, this is a very important line. How do we know it was an Ibriyar? The Pasuk says, look at number 2, B'chodesh HaRishon, in the first month, Hu Chodesh Nisan. In the 12th year of Achashverosh's reign, he built Pur, they made a lottery. Hu hagoyrol lefnei Haman. And the lottery was miyom liyom, from day to day, to determine which day would be the most opportune time. Ume choydesh lechoydesh, and which month. But read the words, ume choydesh, and from the month, lechoydesh shneim asar, to the 12th month, hu choydesh adar. That's the month of Adar. That's the month of Adar. So comes the Karban Ha'eda. We know on the Yerushalmi, the two most well-known Perushim are the Karban Ha'eda and the Pnei Moshe. Now the truth is, I saw today that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a Perush on the entire Yerushalmi. We don't have it. Rav Menachem Zemba wrote a Perush on the whole Yerushalmi. It was destroyed by the Nazis. So there are many Perushim on the Yerushalmi, but the ones that we have most accessible, Rav Chaim Knievsky wrote a parish on the Yerushalmi that we do have. We have the Karban Ha'eda. Karban Ha'eda was written by Rav David Frankel in the 18th century on half of the Yerushalmi. You have Pnei Moshe, Rav Moshe Margolis. He lived from 1710 to 1780. He also wrote on the Yerushalmi. Now the Karban Ha'eda is a little bit more extensive than the Pnei Moshe is, but the Karban Ha'eda learns Yerushalmi as follows. Again, one thing we know for sure, the year of Purim was an Ibriyar. That means it was a year that had 13 months. But now the million-dollar question is, okay, it was an Ibriyar. But which month did the salvation of Purim occur in? That's the million-dollar question. It was an Ibriyar. But what month did Haman plot to kill the Jews? Was it Adar Rishon? Or was it Adar Sheni? Was that right? That's the million-dollar question. Now, either way, it's going to be impossible. We're going to be up the creek without a paddle. You know why? Because if Haman decreed to kill the Jews in Adar Rishon, you know, I have a question. What month do we lay in the Megillah? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. We know we do Adar Sheni. But it's Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi holds that you lay in Adar Rishon. We're going to see in Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Reb Shim Gamliel says, Yulainin Adar Sheni. Why? Mismach Gula L'Gula Adar. If we want to juxtapose the Gula Purim to the Gula Pesach, yeah? So we have one Shita that says Purim is Adar Rishon. One Shita that holds Purim is Adar Sheni. So if the month that Haman decreed to kill the Jews and we were saved from was Adar Rishon, then why would anybody say Lein the Megillah in Adar Sheni? It didn't happen in Adar Sheni. There's only it's sad to say, to celebrate Adar Sheni, if something happened in a Shana Pshuta, if something happened in a regular year in Adar. So what do you do in a leap year? Celebrate it in Adar Sheni. But if the miracle of Purim happened in a leap year and it happened in Adar Sheni, then why? If it happened in Adar Rishon, why would Rishon Gamliel say celebrate Adar Sheni? And if it happened in Adar Sheni, why would Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi say celebrate Adar Rishon? Everybody agrees. You know, there's a Shiloh. What month do you commemorate Yahrzeit in Adar? The answer is Ashkenazim do it in Adar Rishon. But that's only if the person was nifter in a Shana Pshuta. If the person was nifter in a Ibriyar in the Adar Beis, everyone agrees you commemorate Adar Beis. And if somebody was nifter in Ibriyar in Adar Aleph, even Svardim who commemorate the arts in Adar Beis would commemorate Adar Aleph. So the question really is, whichever month Purim was supposed to be, there's going to be a shita that doesn't work out so well. So let's look at how the Karban Eidah learns. Look at number 3. Oysa Shana, that year, Shenasa Boy Hanes, that the miracle happened. The near the miracle happened, it was an Ibriyar. My taima kolaymer minolan. How do we know? The answer is, it says, miyoim liyoim, umechoydesh lechoydesh neimasar. Hu choydesh adar, lomali. Meaning, I need to say, mechoydesh lechoydesh neimasar, uchoydesh adar. Just say the 12th month. Why does it have to say adar? Everybody knows adar is the 12th month. Just say, miyoim liyoim, umechoydesh lechoydesh neimasar. Why say hu choydesh adar? Says the Karban Eidah, you read it like this. Hachi kamar. L'choydesh yud bei shebechol shana. This Adar is normally the 12th month. But this year, it's the 13th month. You hear how the Karban Eidah is reading the Yushalmi? Why does the Torah have to say, why does the Megillah have to say, L'choydesh, l'choydesh ne'masar hu choydesh Adar. Why does it have to say Chodesh Adar? Everybody knows the 12th month is Chodesh Adar. It's to teach L'Chodesh Neimasar, the 12th month, Hu Chodesh Adar. Normally Adar is the 12th month, but not this year. This year it's the 13th month, because this year the miracle of Purim happened in the 13th month. That's how the Karban HaEidah learns the Yushalmi. By the way, the Pnei Moshe also learns that year that Haman made the lots and the miracle happened, it was a Shana Mubaras and there are two Adarim. And that's what it means, Umechoidesh L'Choidesh, and the miracle happened in the 13th month. Comes the Munkacher, obviously, in the Shari Saskar. In the Shari Saskar. Number 5. The Munkacher.
I went one ahead.
You're always one step ahead, okay? So the Shari Saskar says that, he quotes Yushalmi, that the miracle of Purim happened in Adar Beis. Well, first of all, it was in Ibriyar, and it happened in Adar Beis. And he says, but how does the Yushalmi know it happened in Adar Beis? So he says, they're going to darshan the pasuk like this. Listen to the diak of the Munkacher. Mechoydesh lechoydesh. Hu choydesh Adar. It's an Adar. That's mechoydesh lechoydesh. That's 2 months. It's a year where Adar is mechoydesh lechoydesh. A 2 month Adar. When is Adar a 2 month Adar? When it's in Ibriyar. So, Frek the Munkacher, so maybe it happened in the first Adar. How do you know it happened in the second Adar? He says, Adayin Tzrichin La'avin, Me'ayin Neida, Me'akosav Azeh, that refers to the second Adar. No, you read it like this. It was Me'choydesh L'choydesh Ne'masar. It was a month next to the 12th month. Which month is next to the 12th month? Adar Beis. That's the Munkacher. He's trying to say pshat, and how do you Yushalmi darshaned that it was a leap year and it was an Adar Beis? Mechoydesh lechoydesh neimasar, the month next to the 12th month. So comes the Bnei Yisaschar. Now we're going backwards. Bnei Yisaschar was the Elta Zeda of the Shari Yisaschar, and the Bnei Yisaschar says an interesting thing, which his Einikol questions him on. He says, "I heard that when Haman made a decree, he intended to make the decree for Adar Beis." So the Shari Saskha, the Munkacher asks on a Zayda, what do you mean you heard Zayda? It's a Yushalmi. What do you mean you heard? You should know it. You don't have to hear it. Well, you heard it on the street. You're walking down the street and someone told you. It's Yushalmi. So he's matmiya on the Zayda. Why didn't the Zayda say it? It's Yushalmi. But be it as it may, the Bnei Yisachar says there's a reason, there's a special hashkacha that Haman ended up making the decree for Adar Beis. And this is something we said last week. Because we said, I don't remember, anybody here born in Adar Beis? Oh, Eli Sizma, but he's not here. Nobody else. He went to take advantage. Okay. Nobody else? Not one person here was born in Adar Beis. Amazing. Well, his father. Whose father? Azriel's father.
Our father.
And Daniel's father.
My English friend is.
Mazel tov. Okay. Okay, you should have sponsored, right? So.
My wife is Zion Adar.
Your wife is Zion Adar? All right, so you'll take in 3 weeks. Yeah? Okay, so we're set. Azriel, you're next week. Okay, so be it as it may, the Bnei Yisachar writes that there's a hashkacha that Haman's decree fell out on Adar Beis. Why? Because we know if somebody's born in Adar Beis, they don't have mazel, which means they're not subject to kishuf. So Haman, who's a big mechashef, if he would have scheduled it for a regular month of the year, he would have been successful in harming Klal Yisrael. But the Ribbono Shel Olam manipulated that the decree should be for an Ibriyar, and Davka Adar Beis, that has no mazel, and this way, we were protected. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so here we have the Shita, the Karban Ho'eda, we have the Shita, the Pnei Moshe, we have the Shita of the Shari Yisaschar, we have the Shita of the Bnei Yisaschar, explaining the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says one thing, the year of Purim was an Ibriyar. The first pshat in the Yushalmi is, what does it mean it was an Ibriyar? That it was decreed for Adar Beis. It was decreed for Adar Beis. Comes the Shal Sechubas Mari Bruna. Now who's the Mari Bruna? Mari Bruna was Kamada Kadmoin. The Rama quotes the Mari Bruna. He's one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. We're talking about before the Rama. And he says he disagrees with the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi cannot be correct. Why not? He says, if it was an Ibriyar, then why when Haman made his lotteries, did he only have 12 dice? Should have had 13 dice if it was an Ibriyar. And we don't find anywhere that Haman had 13 options of which month to kill the Jews. Now, how do we know how many dice Haman had, how many goyrolos Haman had? Chayr, if we look in the Targumim, we find that Haman went through the months of the year, and we don't find him like cheshbening Adar Aleph Adar Beis. That implies that there was one Adar, says Mari Bruna. But that's the first kasha. The second kasha, Mari Bruna, is mamish a bamba. You know what a bamba is? Who knows what a bamba is? Bomb. In the Oilam HaYeshivas, if there's a starka kasha, yeah, it's a bamba, it's a bomb. Okay, here's the bomb. Not a rambam, but a bamba. The kasha is like this. The kasha is, and we asked this before, the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara brings Machlokes Tanoim. When do you lay in the Megillah in Ibriyah? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says Adar Aleph. Reb Shimon Gamliel says Adar Beis. So the Gemara says, we understand the Machlokes, because it says B'chol Shana V'Shana. So Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi says, just like every year you lay in the Megillah the month after Shvat, so in an Ibriyar you lay in it the month after Shvat, Adar Aleph. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, just like every year you lay in it the month before Nisan, in an Ibriyar you lay in it the month before Nisan. Yeah? Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, I understand why you lay in the Megillah and Adar Aleph, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis. But according to Reb Shim Gamliel, why do you lay in Adar Beis? You lay in Adar Beis because Mismach, Geula, LeGeula, Adif. We want to juxtapose Purim to Pesach. Frek Tehelege Mahari Bruna. I'll tell you the truth, Mari McCormis, of tonight's shir, I got from a Sefer, Kuntris, Lev Toiv Mishta Tamid. I found the Sefer about Adar Aleph Adar Beis. Okay, so this is where most of the share comes from. Rabbi Yosef Alter Strenger. Yeah, a Chashvayit. Yeah, so he explains the Mari Brunas Kasha Azoi. He explains the Kasha that if you're going to say like the Yushalmi, that the year of Purim was an Ibriyar, and Haman decreed Chas Hashem to kill us in Adar Beis, and we were saved in Adar Beis, then what in the world does the Pshat in Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, who says we lay in the Megillah in Adar Aleph because Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahis? What do you mean Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahis? Didn't happen in Adar Aleph. Very nice. Zrizim Makdim. I have a kash. Zrizim Makdim la Mitzvahis. So we'll shake the lulav on Rosh Hashanah. Not yet. No. We can't lay in it. We can't shake the lulav on Rosh Hashanah. Because Zriza Makdim LeMitzvah says when the opportunity is correct, do it on the first available opportunity, but it's not correct to commemorate Purim in Adar Aleph. Doesn't make sense. It didn't happen in Adar Aleph. It happened in Adar Beis. What do you mean Zriza Makdim LeMitzvah? What do you mean Ein Ma'avir Na LeMitzvah? It happened in Adar Beis. What? It happened in Nisan, but we're, for whatever reason, we're commemorating when we were saved, which is the Adar, but it wasn't scheduled for Adar Aleph. It was scheduled for Adar Beis. So comes Rabbi Yosef Shaul HaLevi Natanzan. Now, who's Rabbi Yosef Shaul HaLevi Natanzan? The Shaul HaMeshev. And the Shaul HaMeshev was the Pesach of Levav. And I'll tell you a little story. I don't know if I ever told you. My grandmother, Alea Shalom, during the Holocaust, was she didn't have a mother. And she was with a woman named Mrs. Natanzan, who was a direct descendant of the Shaul HaMeshev. And this woman became like an adopted aunt in our family. So this woman, first of all, was a descendant of the Shaul HaMeshev. And she's also a direct descendant of the Yismach Moshe. And not only that, she saved the Yismach Moshe's Gartel from Europe. And she has it in her family. Okay. And if you want that Gartel, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. Okay. Be it as it may, he gives the following amazing answer. You ready for the answer of the Shaul HaMeshev? Again, the kasha is that according to the Yushalmi, based on the Karbana Eda, and the Pnei Moshe, and the Bnei Yisoschar, and the Shai Yisoschar, the miracle of Purim happened in Adar Beis. So what's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yossi that you commemorate Purim in Adar Aleph? Fine. So the Gemara in the Masechta Megillah says like this. The Gemara says the following lamdas. The Gemara asks, what's Pshat in Rav Shem Gamliel? The Gemara says, Shem Gamliel darshan's hashenis, that you're going to keep Purim in Adar Beis. So Gemara says, and what does Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yossi do with the word Hashenis? Listen to this. The Gemara says a chiddush. That Hashenis teaches you that at first they decreed to make Purim only in Shushan. And Hashenis says they then extended it to everywhere in the world. Look at this Gemara. It's at the end of number 11. The Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yossi, hi Hashenis, my Ovid Lei. What does Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yossi do with Hashenis? He uses it for the drasha of Shmuel bar Yehuda. The Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, b'tchila kavuha b'shushan. At first, they established Purim in Shushan. All of a soif b'chol ha'olam kulay. And after they established it in Shushan, they established it in the rest of the world. The pashut pshat in the Gemara is first they established Purim in Shushan. Meaning, after the Purim story, they established it in Shushan. Let's say like this. As Purim was coming, they made a takana to make it in Shushan. They say, you know what? We're going to make Purim everywhere. A few days later, they made a new decision. Says the Shaul HaMeshev, that's not the pshat. In year one, Purim was only celebrated in Shushan. In subsequent years, they celebrated it everywhere. Now listen carefully. That means in year one, after the Purim story, only Shushan celebrated Purim. In year two, everyone celebrated Purim. So Shaul HaMeshev uses this to give a Goinistic Ataras. The kasha was, if in the year of the Purim story, Haman decreed that the Jews should be annihilated in Adar Beis, so what's Pshat in the Shita that holds we commemorate Adar Aleph? Says Shaul HaMeshev, who cares about year one? Who cares about the year of the Purim story? In the year of the Purim story, no one observed Purim anyway except for the people of Shushan. So we don't, the year one, the fact that it was a Shana Muberes, Yushalmi says, is irrelevant. Who cares if it was a Shana Muberes? Nobody observed Purim then anyway, except for the residents of Shushan. The Iker Purim then was year two, and year two wasn't an Ibriyar. Year two was a regular year, and they observed it in Adar. Therefore, Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, in subsequent Ibriyars, you're going to observe Adar Aleph. Why? Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs. Meaning, what the Shaul HaMeshev is doing is, he's saying, yes, the Yushalmi is correct. Year one was an Ibriyar. And yes, Haman decreed to kill the Jews in Adar Beis. So why would we commemorate Adar Aleph according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi? Because in year one anyway, almost nobody observed Purim. It was only decreed on Shushan to observe Purim. So the Iker Purim is year two. Year two wasn't an Ibriyar. Year two was a regular year. And therefore in subsequent years, we're going to commemorate Adar Aleph. That's the Goinus of the Shaul HaMeshev. L'chayra, this Goinus, will answer another kasha. There's a Perush on the Sefer Yireim called Soyafo Yisra'im. You know, the Sefer Yireim was written by a Rishon, Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. And the Sayafis Re'im asked a very interesting question. He says, according to the Yushalmi, that the year of Purim was an Ibriyar, and according to the Karban Aida and the Pnei Moshe, that it was decreed for Adar Beis, then what is the significance of Purim Katan? Purim Katan is meaningless. Why should we commemorate anything on Purim Katan? Nothing happened on Purim Katan. The year of Purim was in Ibriyar. The salvation occurred in Adar Beis. Adar Aleph, nothing happened. They weren't supposed to be harmed and they weren't saved. So why commemorate in subsequent years in Adar Aleph, Purim Katan? Purim Katan has no meaning. In fact, says the Sofas Reim, we know many Rishonim Taka hold, it doesn't have meaning. Says the Sofas Reim, it's a raya to the Rishonim that there's no such thing as Purim Katan. But according to the Shoel Meshev, we have an answer to that kasha. Because granted in year one, nothing happened, but we don't care about year one. In year one, nobody observed Purim anyway except for the Bnei Shushan. The Iker Purim was year two, and year two was a Shana Pshuta. And now the question is, in subsequent years, when to commemorate Purim? So one shita holds, Ein Ma'avir Na'ala Mitzvah, do it year one. But even the shita that says, commemorate it in the second Adar, would agree to do something in the first Adar, because we don't look at the first year, we look at the second year.
Who cares about salvation? What about the actual salvation?
Nothing.
It comes down. Why is it a burden celebrating or a burden when the Maisa
happens? According to Shalom Meshach, we're gonna parallel future years after the first Purim. So what's the first Purim? So you say, come on, it doesn't matter when people celebrate. It matters when we were saved. And we were saved in an Ibriyar of Adar Beis of an Ibriyar. Shalom Meshav says, no, the Purim in the future is going to follow the first Kavius of Purim. The first real Kavius of Purim, you can make that case. In other words, could be, Rav Shim Gamliel would say, no, we're going to follow we're going to follow when the decree was and when the salvation was. But Rav Lezer Rav Shimon says, no, we're going to follow the Iker Kavius of Purim, which was year two. Okay, that's the first approach to the Yushalmi. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the first way of learning the Yushalmi is, the Yushalmi says, the miracle of Purim happened in an Ibriyar, and it was scheduled for Adar Beis. That's approach one. Tonight, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to learn four ways in the Achronim how to read the Yushalmi. Way number one is it happened in Adar Beis. Here's the second way. This, in my mind, is one of the greatest kashas on the Megillah. I never heard anyone ask this question. If you've asked this question, give yourself a pat on the back. If you never ask this question, you kick yourself. How come I never asked this question? Not too hard. So, it's the 13th day of Nisan. Haman makes his lottery, and it comes out on Yud Gimel Adar. And what happens? Mordechai gets wind, and they make a fast day for 3 days, and before they know it, Haman's hanging already. Right? The whole Purim story is 72 hours. The whole thing. The tragedy and the salvation, the whole story, 72 hours. Chazal say the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't put tzaddikim in distress for more than 72 hours. Fine. So now Haman's dead. Haman's hanging. Crows are coming. They're pecking at his head. They're eating him up. You know, Haman, the raccoons are coming at night. The raccoons that are all over the place, that are, the squirrels are up there in the ceiling, they're eating Haman. Yeah? I have a question. So now Mordechai could have a field day. I was Mordechai. The next day, Yud Zayin Nisan, we know Haman is dead. Mordechai should send out letters to all the cities that instead of the Jews being killed on Yud Gimel Adar, we're going to kill the enemy. What does Mordechai do on after Haman is killed? Nothing. What does Mordechai do for the rest of Nisan? Nothing. What does Mordechai do in Iyar? Nothing. What does Mordechai do in Sivan? On the 23rd day of Sivan, look at number 14. Number 14 is going to be the topic, I think, Be'ezus Hashem, of the last shir before Purim. This shir is many, many years in the making. This is the longest pasuk in the whole Tanakh. Number 14. It's the longest pasuk in Tanakh. It has 43 words. Vayikaru Sofrei HaMelech Bo'isahi B'chodesh HaShlishi. The scribes of the king read, at that time, Hu chodesh Sivan B'shloisha Bishlaisha Vyasruhimba Ilaikosev Khashatsiva Mardakai Alayudim Vyakhashtakhnevapachoi Sarvinashamus. I'm sorry, well, you're doing something with Shanom that we could kill the enemy. Mordechai, what took you so long? Why'd you wait from Yud Gimel Nisan till Chaf Gimel Sivan? You waited 70 days. 70 days ago, Haman made a decree that he's going to annihilate the Yidden. This decree is hanging on every Sfarim store, on every grocery store, that on the 13th day of Adar, the Goyim are going to kill the Jews. Mordechai, what does he do? As soon as Haman was killed, he should have gone down, ripped down the signs, put up new signs that the Jews are not going to be killed, the Jews are going to kill their enemy. And Mordechai sits by idly and doesn't do a thing until Chaf Gimel Sivan. 70 days later, what's he waiting for? What happened on Chaf?
Esther asked for the next day to kill.
And she did. Esther killed everyone the next day. So, the next day...
There was no one else to kill her.
No, what do you mean? There are enemies all over the world. No, only in Shushan. In Shushan. But where the... They should make a decree. On the 23rd day of Sivan, Mordechai sent out letters that the Jews will kill their enemy on Yud Gimel Adar. So why did he wait until Chaf Gimel Sivan? What's he waiting for? He should have already made the decree. He should have changed the decree right after Haman was hanged. What happened 70 days? What's he waiting for? What happened? What's Chaf Gimel Sivan? This is the best kasha on the whole Megillah. This is the best kasha on the Megillah. What's Mordechai waiting for? It's random. 70 days. Oh, I forgot we're going to be killed in a few months. Yeah, let me change that quickly. What happened? This is the best kasha on the Megillah. Don't try to answer it. You never saw this kasha before, right? This is the best kasha on the Megillah. What's Mordechai? He wakes up in the middle of the year. Oh, right, we're going to be killed. Remember last week we said a random thing. We said Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit says that the first Rashi in Parak HaMoicher says that doves give birth every month except for Adar. Remember that? We said we had no idea why he says it. I found why he says it in another piece in the Yaros Tavash that will answer this question. Okay, ready? Listen to this. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit, another kasha. The Yushalmi, that we all know about, because we know a lot of Yushalmis. The Yushalmi says Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, that the year of the Purim story was in Ibriar. What? That's impossible. Because there's a halacha in Masechta Brachas, Masechta Sanhedrin. You're not going to make an Ibriar before Rosh Hashanah. You know that? You cannot make an Ibriar before Rosh Hashanah. In Ma'avir and Hashanah, Kodim Rosh Hashanah. So you're telling me, Haman, in Nisan, 6 months of Rosh Hashanah, scheduled it in an Ibriar? He didn't know it was an Ibriar. You can't know it's an Ibriar until after Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean it was an Ibriar? The Yushalmi doesn't make any sense. You're now to make an Ibriar before Rosh Hashanah unless it's a B'shas Hadchak. So what's the Shas Hadchak over here? Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, Mamish Ga'inus. What are the two worst months of the year? Well, one of them we know is Av, right, Chaim? Av is a bad month. What's the mazel of Av and Aryeh, a lion? Lions eat the elite small creatures. Lion eats up. The other worst month of the year is Adar. Adar is also a terrible month. It's the worst month of the year with Av. Because big fish eat little fish. They're the two monsters, the lion and the fish. Aroin was born in Av and he died in Av. Moshe was born in Adar, he died in Adar. They walk into Parai. Parai says, you guys are doomed. Ru ki ra neged penechem. Both of you guys are doomed. Aroin, you're born in Av, you're going down in Av. Moshe, you're born in Adar, that's the month of the fish, you're going to be swallowed up. Adar is the worst month of the year. What are Klal Yisrael compared to? Which bird? Yoina. What can't the Yoina do in Adar? Yoina can't give birth in Adar. Why? To show that Klal Yisrael's mazel in Adar is bad. That's why Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz brings up that a Yoina can't give birth in Adar. Klal Yisrael's nimshal al Yoina. And in this month, we're subject to Kishuf. So there's only one way around it. How are we getting it now? When Haman saw that it came out in Adar, that his lottery fell out in Adar, he was Sameach. It's even worse than Av. I'm going to get that Moshe died in Adar. Aaron was not as great as Moshe, so he died in Av. But in order to knock off a Moshe, you need an Adar. Adar's the big fish. So Haman was happy when it fell out in Adar. So Mordechai is sitting there on Yud Gimel Nisan, and Mordechai says, Oy vai. If Haman made a decree for Adar, we're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. There's only one way around Haman. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that the decree doesn't come out in Adar. How do you do it? Make an Ibriar. As we said many times, there's no mazel in Adar Beis. Here's the problem. In Ibriar, Mordechai is qualified because he's He was a member of the Sanhedrin. Are you allowed to be ma'abra the shana and chutz la'aretz? Avada and avada, as long as there's no bezdin hagadol on Yerushalayim. But there is a bezdin hagadol on Yerushalayim. From the time of Koresh Harishon, there was Chagai Zechariah Malachi Chananya Mishav Azariah. So Mordechai has to send a letter to Chagai Zechariah Malachi Chananya Mishav Azariah. How long does it take if you send out a letter from Yud Gimel Nisan to get to Yerushalayim and back to Persia? 70 days, of course, from Yud Gimel Nisan to Chav Gimel Sivan. So therefore, Mordechai cannot come up with a plan of how to regain control and destroy our enemy until he received word from Chagai Zechariah Malachi that, by the way, it's an Ibrayar this year. You're not to be Ma'abar the Shan before Rosh Hashanah. It's a Shasat Chak. Otherwise, Haman's going to kill us. That's a Shasat Chak, says Rabbi Anasan. So Mordechai, even though Haman is dead, he felt that we would not be able to rescind the decree unless he got word that it was an Ibrayar.
Even if it's an Ibrayar, other Olives still come first in that year. And it'll still be Adar first to Haman.
So that means Haman's plan was to kill the Jews in Adar Aleph. But what allowed us to overcome Haman? Making in other bees. So this answers all the kashas. If you want to know why Reb Lezer Reb Shimon would say, so which month did Purim happen in? We were supposed to be killed in Adar Aleph. We were saved in Adar Aleph. But actually Mordechai scheduled the killing of the enemy to Adar Beis. You hear this? We were supposed to be killed in Adar Aleph. Mordechai made an Ibrayar and he said, no, that's not what Haman meant. He meant Adar Beis. So now there's a big kasha in subsequent years. Which Adar do you commemorate? So Blazer Reb Shimon says, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvois, Adar Aleph. Shimon Gamliel says, no, Mismach Gula Lagula. What's the big significance of Purim Katan? Purim Katan has a lot of significance. Because according to Rabbi Yonah, says Rabbi Yonah and Ibishitz, when the Yushalmi says, the year that Purim occurred, it was an Ibrayar, it doesn't mean it was supposed to be an Ibrayar. It wasn't supposed to be an Ibrayar. Mordechai made it into an Ibrayar. How could you do it before Rosh Hashanah? It was a Shasat Chak. What's a Shasat Chak? In order to get around the decree of Haman. This is the incredible approach of the Yaros Devash. Mamish Goynes. And now we know the Yoyna. Now we know the Yoyna. That's the second approach to Yishalmi. So basically, no, it wasn't. Because again, this was in a time in history.
The first year that actually was ever?
No. This was a time in history where they mekadesh the year based on Re'iyah. Which means they could decide it on a yearly basis. The Gemara says that if, let's say, the roads were muddy, they could at the last second make an Ibrayar. So they were allowed to do that. They could do that. The question is, you can't make it early. B'Shasat Chak, you can make it early.
Where does Rashi say this about the Yonah again?
Rashi, the first Rashi in Bava Basra and Perek HaMoicha. The Yoyna does not give birth in Perek HaSvina Daf Pei. Try it at home. You'll see. Okay? Fine. That's the second approach. The third approach is the approach of the Shoyal Umeshev himself, Rabbi Yosef Shoyal Alevi Natanzan, a completely revolutionary way to read the Yushalmi. You ready? Let's go back to number one. Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Oysa Hashana, Oysa Mubares. That year, it was an Ibrayar. My time, what's the reason? Miyoyim liyoyim, Ume Chodesh l'Chodesh Neim Asar u'Chodesh Adar. It was a year that Adar was 2 months. And you know which month the Jews were scheduled to be killed? Adar Aleph. Not Adar Beis. Chodesh Neim Asar, the 12th month, not the 13th month. Karban Edo learns the month next to the 12th. The month that's normally the 12th. The Rabbi Yosef Alev Ananza says, Pashup Shani Yushalmi, it's Chodesh Neim Asar, Adar Aleph. The Gezerah was Adar Aleph. So now the question is, if the Gezerah was Adar Aleph, asked Rabbi the Shalom Eshev, so what's Pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that we lay in the Megillah in Adar Beis, but in the year that Purim happened, it was scheduled for Adar Aleph? Hagav Atzmacha, if somebody has yahrzeit, if the Nifter was Nifter in Adar Aleph, you commemorate Adar Aleph, you don't commemorate Adar Beis. So why do we commemorate Purim in Adar Beis? It was scheduled for Adar Aleph. So Rabbi said, so you should have enough information to answer this question. The Shaul HaMeshiv himself already said, what? That we don't care about the first year of the Purim story, because nobody was commemorating Purim anyway that year. So that year, Taka was scheduled for Adar Aleph, and only Shushan observed it. But the first real Kviyas of Purim was the second year. Second year was the Shana Pshuta. And after that, it was legislated that which Adar should we use to commemorate Purim? Adar Beis. This is the third pshat in the Yerushalmi. Again, according to this pshat, the Ikar Purim was scheduled for Adar Aleph. Why do we commemorate Adar Beis? Because again, the first year Purim, first year doesn't really count because it was only legislated in Shushan. Now, I want to tell you, in the drasha is the Agadah is Chassam Sofer. You want to say Chiddush?
No.
Okay.
Everything already was finished 3 days after the whole business.
Yeah.
The Jews were not in danger anymore.
Well,
technically, we're not in danger.
The thing is, ki kesav asher nichtav b'shem hamelech ein lahashiv. And there's still a document that said that the Goyim were going to kill us on the 13th of Adar. The only way they were able to manipulate that is they just changed the text. But it was still...
Where did they change the text?
Because the original document, the Gro explains, the original document said, it didn't say who kills who. It was very vague. So they were able to explain it, interpret it differently. But we were still in danger until we sealed the deal and got up the courage to kill our enemy. We were in a very tenuous situation. So even though Haman was dead, but you still had the decree looming. So we had to use, you know...
So what did he do on 7, the 23rd?
So that's the day that they re-manipulated the text of the decree.
And what did he do?
They wrote, instead of the Goyim killing us, we're going to kill them.
Did they?
And we did. Yeah. But on the third, that's what we did on Purim. You know that holiday? We get dressed up. We wear the hamdash.
I already said before that Esther asked for another day.
That Esther did already Pesach time. That was Pesach time. No, but the enemies all over the world, that was scheduled. That was legislated on the 23rd day of Sivan to take effect.
The world to kill Goyim?
No, they lived around the world. We lived. Jews in Borough Park, instead of being killed, they killed the enemies. 13th Avenue, 47th Street.
That's what happened over there.
Okay. So I want to tell you the Jerusalem Agadah is Chassam Sofer. These are the Chidushim Chassam Sofer wrote when he was young. They're considered the very creative Chidushim. He also says a similar approach to the Shaul HaMeshiv, that he reads Yerushalmi that it happened in an Ibriyar and it was scheduled for Adar Aleph. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, look at number 21. This is the fourth approach to the Yerushalmi. Shaila Sutshuvas Chassam Sofer. If you came now, this is the best part. Okay? So, Shaila Sutshuvas Chassam Sofer, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. So the Chassam Sofer reads, you ready? Zemi, a good Chassam Sofer. Yeah? The Chassam Sofer reads Yerushalmi different than the Karban Eidah. Listen to this reading. Similar to the Shaul HaMeshiv. That the year of Purim was an Ibriyar. And which month? The 12th month, Adar Aleph. Chassam Sofer learns, not like the Karban Eidah, that Pashut Pshat in Yerushalmi is, it was scheduled for Adar Aleph. So the million-dollar question that Chassam Sofer asks, it was scheduled for Adar, and he says, by the way, you know why it was scheduled for Adar Aleph? Because Haman knew that Adar is a good month for the Jews. Why? Because Moshe was born in Adar. And by the way, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says very interesting chiddush. We know that the day of a bris milah is a very special day because it's a day that the heart is open to the Torah. Whose bris was probably the most important bris in history? Somebody who we really needed their heart to be open in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu. What day was Moshe Rabbeinu's bris?
Purim.
What day opened up the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu to give Torah to Klal Yisrael? Purim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chashivas of Purim, it's the Yom HaMila of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the day of pouring out of Torah. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu's heart was open to the Torah. So Haman knew, stay away from the day that Moshe was born. That's Adar. Now Moshe was born in... Moshe Rabbeinu.
What was born?
He
Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Chasam Sofer, was born in Adar Beis. Either different shittos. There are many shittos when Moshe was born, when he had his bris, whether it was an Ibrayar, whether it was not an Ibrayar, whether it was Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. Meaning what we did tonight with the Yishalmi, we could do with Moshe Rabbeinu, but not this year. Not this year, this is the last year on the Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. But Chasam Sofer learns Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar Beis, and Adar Beis is a good omen for Klal Yisrael. However, that's why Haman avoided Adar Beis. He scheduled it for Adar Aleph. Listen carefully. And he scheduled it for Adar because the night that Moshe died in Adar, so as long as you're not in the month that Moshe was born, you're going to be subject to the bad omen of the fact that he died in that general time. So Haman scheduled Purim for Adar Aleph. Frektach Sam Sofer, the $1 million kasha. Then the Yishalmi doesn't make sense. What's Pshat in Rav Shem Gamliel that we celebrate Purim in Adar Beis? Look at number 21. Shas Rechuvas Chasam Sofer, second paragraph. Shuv Matzasi, I found in the Yishalmi that says the year of Purim was a Shan Muberes. And what month was Purim scheduled? Says the Chasam Sofer, Divrei Yerushalmi, Tzarchi and Gadol, Imkei Nasa Neis V'Adar Rishon, V'Hakulei Amo Moide, that you should celebrate Adar Rishon. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say we celebrate Purim in Adar Beis? But it was scheduled for Adar Rishon. Ready for this? This is Mamash Ayim Anoira. Says the Chasam Sofer, when the Yerushalmi says that the year of Purim was an Ibrayar, it doesn't mean it was an Ibrayar. It means it should have been an Ibrayar and they decided not to. It's a fourth way to read the Yishalmi. It was supposed to be an Ibrayar. And Haman decreed it for Adar Aleph. And that's Pshat Reb Lezer Reb Yossi that we commemorate Adar Aleph. So what's Pshat in Reb Shimon Gamliel we commemorate Adar Beis? That Mordechai said, no way, you're going to schedule for Adar Aleph? Adar Aleph is a bad month. Because Moshe died in Adar. And we can't be protected by the month of his birth. So Mordechai said, I'm canceling the Ibrayar. So this way we'll be protected by the month that Moshe was born. So really it was scheduled for Adar Aleph and Mordechai canceled the Ibrayar. So in subsequent years we could celebrate Adar Beis because it didn't happen in Adar Aleph. It was supposed to happen in Adar Aleph, but it didn't happen in Adar Aleph. So to me, this is Mamash Oyim Venoira. You could have one line in the Yishalmi, and in the Achroinim there are literally four completely different ways of learning one line in the Yishalmi. All the Yishalmi says is, the year of Purim was an Ibrayar. But what month was Purim scheduled to happen? So let me tell you the four shittos, giving you the happy recap. Here are the four shittos. Executive summary. Write it down. The first shita is the Karban Ha'ida, and the Pnei Moshe, and the Munkacher, and the Bnei Yisaskar, that it was scheduled for Adar Beis. If it was scheduled for Adar Beis, why would there be a shita of Reb Lezer Reb Yossi to commemorate Adar Aleph? And why is there significance to Purim Katan? It's scheduled for Adar Beis. So to that, the Sholem Eishev answers, because we don't really care that much about the first year, because the first year was only for Shushan. That's the first way to read Yishalmi.
There is a Purim Katan then. Yeah. It was supposed to be in
just again, according to this pshat, that's in the Chasam Sofer. Now I'm recapping. Okay, so the
according to that, it's good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Again, so the first pshat is the Karban Ha'ida Pnei Moshe, that it was scheduled for Adar Beis, and of course it didn't happen, but it was scheduled for Adar Beis. That's the first pshat. Yeah. Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit says that it was scheduled for Adar. But Mordechai, in order to save the Jews, made it an Ibrayar, and we were scheduled to be killed in one Adar, and Mordechai made an Ibrayar, and we killed our enemies in Adar Beis. So that explains why Adar Aleph has significance. Then you have the Sholem Eishev's way to read the Yishalmi. It was an Ibrayar, scheduled for Adar Aleph. And then you have the Chasam Sofer's Pshat. It was supposed to be an Ibrayar, and the Ibrayar was cancelled. So Rabbi said, this should give you crystal clarity in exactly what happened in the original Purim. One thing was for sure, the Yishalmi says it was an Ibrayar. Whether it was an Ibrayar, the Chasam Sofer says it wasn't, the other three Perushim say it was, and if it was, which Adar was it supposed to happen? Karban Ha'ida says Adar Beis, Shalom Eishav says Adar Aleph, and then Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit says the Ibriyar was made in the last second. But the main thing is, Rabbi Yisai, we know now why Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit's bring in the Yoina. Klai Yisro's Nimshal Yoina. So it's interesting. Even though our mazel changed, and our mazel changed, now our mazel is good in Adar. But the Yoina, apparently, if a Yoina has a court case, a Yoina would not schedule it in the month of Adar. Yoina still does not have good mazel in the month of Adar. But the good news is, but we do. Rabbi Yisai, have a great evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.